The government won't be changing the rules anytime soon to allow debt write-offs for beneficiaries who are struggling to pay back loans. They've taken out loans to cover basic living costs. Earlier this week, RNZ reported that more than $500 million is owed to the Ministry for Social Development for recoverable hardship assistance and grants. That's up more than $100 million on what it was 4 years ago. The loans are used to cover essentials like school uniforms, power bills and car repairs, but there have been growing calls for the government to reconsider how it treats this debt. Our social issues reporter Sarah Robson has more.
Ronji Taniilu from the Salvation Army says when people come to them for help with food or housing, more often than not, they've got an underlying problem with their finances.
So they turn up saying it's food, but actually when you unpack it, it's finance, it's debt, it's fines, it's overpayments, it's whatever.
And Ronji Taniilu says a good deal of that debt is owed to the government. Figures for the last financial year show that Salvation Army clients owe more to government departments than they do to finance companies.
For us, when we looked at the debt to government situation for our own Salvation Army clients, we were really worried about what they're paying back as well as everything else that they're paying back. So that's why we talked about maybe exploring other ways of addressing this debt.
Claire Dale from the Child Poverty Action Group says beneficiaries have to turn to loans from the Ministry of Social Development because they have no other choice.
Because they can't save, they can't protect themselves against a crisis.
Claire Dale says the government should do something about it.
We need to increase the benefit levels for a start. And if another crisis occurs for a family, Work and Income should have the capacity to forgive impossible debt.
Natalie Vincent from Ngā Tangata Microfinance, a charity providing low and no interest loans to people in need, says if people can't get a loan from MSD and there are no safe alternative lenders, they can find themselves in deeper strife.
Well, this is the problem. There's not very many places for people to turn. And what we're seeing is lots of people heading to, you know, payday lenders, loan sharks, tier three lenders, really, and they're getting themselves into all sorts of trouble.
Under the current law, MSD cannot write off debt on the grounds that someone is facing serious financial hardship. And the Social Development Minister, Carmel Sepuloni, isn't planning to change that.
At the moment, no.
However, Carmel Sepuloni says MSD is working with people to make sure they are repaying their loans at a rate they can afford. MSD can write off debt in cases where they've made an administrative error or it's deemed uneconomic to recover the debt. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Sarah Robson, aho.